Here it is. Today's No Sweat News, presented locally by Discover. We're going to Washington State for, Metallica tickets.
Yeah, Metallica. Two separate shows, two separate set lists. Brand new stuff from their awesome album, 72 Seasons.
That's going to be on the No Sweat News quiz tomorrow morning at 7:15. Washington State we go for story number one, where the Washington Department of Natural Resources has reminded us all that Volcano Preparedness Month is coming.
It is it?
Yes, that's right. They prepare for the volcano. I mean, I'd like to say that's why I run an exercise, so that I could outrun the volcano exploding.
Yeah, I think...
No
matter how fast you are, it's pretty hot and it's pretty fast.
I think they have people in Pompeii who are in that running pose.
My volcanic preparedness is owning a helicopter. That's how I would prepare for it.
My preparedness is move.
Yeah.
If I say, hey, that's a volcano, I'm moving.
Washington State, don't they have one of those super volcanoes somewhere? Or is that
Mount St. Helens blew up there.
That's right.
That was the big boy.
Yeah.
Right. But here's the problem. The Washington Department of Natural Resources, even they're not taking it seriously, because they just tweeted out some advice for Volcano Preparedness Month, and the advice includes not to taunt the volcano with the following phrases. Don't look at the volcano and say Mount Doom did it better. Don't look at the volcano and say you sure were big in the 80s. And don't poke the volcano with a stick and say do something.
Oh God, don't do that.
Those are bad ideas.
I agree. Don't do anything except, back in the day, you could throw someone into the volcano. It would be a nice sacrifice.
Always fun.
I don't think that's legal in modern times. I think that would possibly be considered murder.
You just bring a banana peel and it happens to fall on the hike up the way to the rim. Here's a guy who's suing a psychic.
Why?
Well,
don't tell me he...
The rim, Here's a guy who's suing a psychic.
Why?
Well,
don't tell me he...
It didn't work out.
He doesn't think she was real, does he?
Dateline California, Mauro Restrepo in Los Angeles is suing a psychic who says the crystal that she sold him to get rid of the curse that his ex-girlfriend put on him. He says the crystal didn't work. The curse is still with him.
Oh, see?
And he wants his $1,000 back.
Got to get that money back then. He went to the psychic.
And he wants damages, too. He wants,
I'm not sure if he's going to get any. A lot of those psychics have a lot of fine print there that you don't notice when you're in the... In the psychic's thing there with the crystal ball.
You think the psychic could have seen this coming and said, yeah, I'm not going to take you on as a client. You seem like the type who's going to sue.
You seem litigious.
I don't know. And then our final story of the week comes from the snack editor for the No Sweat News. This guy's my favorite.
Oh.
His fingers are constantly covered in Cheeto dust.
Oh, boy.
There is a new breakfast cereal coming out brought to us by the people from General Mills. They're having a Kit Kat breakfast cereal.
Ooh.
So that you can just have Kit Kats for breakfast.
That sounds good.
Doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
It's going to cut to square one and pour sugar directly into my mouth.
Oh, man. That sounds good to me.
I mean, we've got Sour Patch Kids cereal. We got Hershey Kiss cereal. Reese's Puffs are gigantic. So I'm expecting big things out of the Kit Kat cereal that's about to be unleashed upon... who's behind this?
That's perfect.
Oh, all of our dentists really want us eat this.
Kit Kats go great with milk, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I think this could be a very nice combination right here.
And as we learned from George, who did have the window, it's the only candy with the cookie crunch.
That's it.
We'll be right back. Oh, tomorrow we'll do the No Sweat News quiz. Here's how it works. I'll read four stories on air at 7:15 tomorrow. Three of the stories were actually part of our No Sweat News feature this week, and one I'm going to make up today a little after 4:20.
Oh.
If you spot the phony, you got a great shot at winning two pair of tickets to see Metallica. August 4th and 6th at MetLife.
Two separate shows.
Right? That's pretty sick. If you missed any of the episodes of the No Sweat News, just click the listen and watch and then podcast page at WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.